Oh, yeah, fire and smoke raining down on me. Earl Thomas Conley from KKER in Spokane. Good morning, 703. Sam and Pam here with you on a Wednesday morning. And this is kind of a sad day.
This is kind of a weird day, Sammy.
This is really weird, in fact. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our last hour on the air. For a while, hopefully.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
This is it here today.
We need to find somebody to pick up the tab for this rascal.
Kicker radio. Belly up. Say that.
You didn't say that.
Well, actually, what's going on here is the radio station was officially signed off the air yesterday afternoon, shortly after 4 o'clock. And we just kind of thought, as a professional courtesy to our listeners, that we would kind of like to be on this morning to personally explain what's going on here. Rather than have you see it on TV, read it in the newspapers, hear about it on some other station where we'll probably be working at.
Very shortly.
Jobs out there?
Yeah, really? Any jobs out there?
Really?
Call the program director to give us a call this morning.
Any PDs out there, right? In fact, we have even called in this morning our operations manager, Johnny O, and Ken Jacobson, another one of our jocks here.
Yeah, and, because we kind of want to know what's going on, too.
So between the four of us here during the next hour, we're going to try to lay it on the line and let you know exactly what's going on here at Kicker Radio. Sentimental old you, Charlie McClain from Kicker 1230. Good morning.
From sentimental old us.
Oh, no kidding, Pam. 8 minutes after 7 o'clock, 28 degrees in Spokane. You want to do the weather? This is our last hour.
This is it, yeah.
This is our last hour on the air from KKER. And we're
under present ownership now, things may.
That's true. Basically, what happened is our radio station owner, who lives down in California, decided to turn it off. He decided he couldn't afford to
pay us anymore.
That's right. We have not been paid for 3 weeks here. We are working on our own time this morning.
Yeah. Well, that's actually kind of neat. We do that once in a while anyway.
That means we can get away with anything we want.
Well, actually, yeah. We don't have to actually follow format this morning.
We don't have to follow the format.
If anybody wants to hear any records, now would be an opportune time to call in and win.
We'll even play the Rolling Stones this morning.
Oh, no.
Kicker Country, 1230 with the Rolling Stones.
Country boy always wants to run Rolling Stones.
Boy, this could be the last time. We sure hope it isn't, but it could be.
No doubt about it.
Let me introduce Mr. Johnny O, operations manager of KKER.
Sam, I haven't been called Mr. for so many years, I don't even know how to respond, especially this time of morning. Well, kind of a special invitation and kind of a special, I guess, bon voyage, farewell, but maybe only on a temporary basis. We wanted to kind of drop on in. We're probably all going to get in a heck of a lot of trouble for doing this, but we kind of, as Sam said a little bit earlier, we kind of felt that it was kind of do you, the listener, because without you folks out there, we wouldn't be. And we have been kind of, how shall we say, right smack dab in the middle of a whole lot of good things happening. You remember, those of you who were with us back 15th of August, when Ron Lloyd was sitting in the mornings, we signed this little cookie on, shall we say, in a country format, and we have enjoyed our stay immensely here. And as Sam had mentioned a little bit earlier, the problem that lie in is strictly dollars and cents. Has nothing really to do with the programming, has nothing really to do with the sales. There are some buyers that are looking at the radio station right now, but our current owner, just like all the rest of us, sometimes runs out of money. It's pretty simple, you know, doesn't have any money. So consequently, we don't get paid. Consequently, they have turned the radio station off. So what we kind of wanted to do is, a lot of us have been sitting in with you for hours and hours and many, many days and many, many years. And in some instances, we wanted to kind of take this opportunity to thank you, the listeners, and to thank you, Spokane, for accepting us into your homes. And you betcha, write letters to the paper, do whatever you want to do. Hopefully, we'll be back with you. But this is kind of a, gosh, Sam, I don't know, there was a movie put out one time called FM, if you remember that.
Yeah.
Remember, they took over the radio station because of a format change. Right? Format doesn't have much to do with it. We're not really taking over the radio station.
This isn't quite that dramatic.
Not quite that dramatic. We just wanted to kind of get on and have a little fun this morning for an hour, because they'll be kicking down the doors here about 8 o'clock. And
we've got 45 minutes left.
That's about it.
It is 7:15 from Kicker. Well, we're trying to break it to you as gently as possible here this morning.
Really?
Very last hour.
Yeah.
Kicker Radio, what more can I say?
Well, things may brighten up. Who knows?
We're going to talk a little bit more about that coming up here. Might even get Ken Jacobson to say a word or two.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the night, woke up in love.
Woke Up in Love, Exile from KKER, 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. Kind of a good morning farewell party, I guess you could call this. Sam Lawson, Johnny O's here, Pam Larson, and Ken Jacobson is standing by right now.
Oh, yes.
I guess basically what the whole thing boils down to is that Kicker Radio owner is out of money. Huh?
Oh, yes. That happens to, you know, best of us, I suppose.
They say money isn't everything. There's always Visa and MasterCard, but... This is serious, folks.
Oh, yes, it's serious. You bet it's serious, especially when you're out of work all of a sudden, overnight, you know?
The best darn air staff in town is going to be walking the streets here. We're going to be down at the Plasma Center here.
Yeah.
Well.
First the unemployment office, and then...
We're headed for the unemployment office here, right, when we get out of here.
Yeah, about 8 o'clock. We're going to be on until 8 o'clock this morning, just saying our goodbyes to everyone. And, see, I didn't get a chance last night to say a thing. They shut her down at 4:30. I didn't get a chance to even go on the air last night. But that's all right. You know, the owner decided that, it's time to shut her down. There's no more money. And therefore, us poor folks that are working here have worked for free for the last 3 weeks.
Kind of makes me want to shed a tear.
Yeah, I did that too. So did my kids and my wife. But what the heck, you know.
But
we're all tough, aren't we, Sam?
Oh, yeah. You know, this is kind of strange, but we're kind of like the radio staff in the Phantom Zone, just floating through space with no station to be on.
Trying to find a black hole or something.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't necessarily need to be on Kicker, as a matter of fact. We can put fun radio on any place on the dial.
You bet.
AM or FM.
You bet.
Mono or stereo.
You bet. Anybody out there that owns a radio station and wants a good air staff, let us know. Just give us a call. 326-1230, that's our number. There's one right there.
I'll take that call. What do you think about going gone this morning?
We won't comment on that one.
Lee Greenwood from KKER, going gone. And that's kind of the story this morning. We have got 33 more minutes to broadcast to you, and then it is goodbye forever. Well,
I don't know about that.
Shouldn't say forever.
No. In fact, if there's anybody out there listening who would like to buy a station at a pretty hot deal right now...
She's serious.
Now is the time.
Yeah, our owner, I don't know if I would call him a pessimist or not, but you know, at his wedding, the best man was a divorce lawyer.
Oh, Sammy, that's terrible.
I thought so. Well, man, this is where we're all going to wind up here.
Oh, yeah?
The poor side of town.